This is WLRN News, and I'm Jessica Bakeman in Tallahassee. Throughout the contentious debate over a gun control measure crafted in response to the Parkland shooting, lawmakers and advocates have stressed it should only be the first step. When Governor Rick Scott signed the bill into law earlier today, he and families of the victims outlined what should be next, similar action in other states. Tony Montalto and Andrew Pollock, who lost their daughters in the Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School shooting, said they're shifting their focus now from Florida to the rest of the country.
We have paid a terrible price for this progress. We call on more states to follow Florida's lead and create meaningful legislation to make all schools safer.
Montalto's daughter, Gina, was 14.
This time must be different.
Pollock said he wished he could say he was happy about the bill becoming law, but he just buried his 18-year-old daughter, Meadow. He said he was proud of the legislature's quick action.
What we did here in Florida is incredible. A bipartisan bill in 3 weeks. It's unheard of.
The law creates a commission to investigate potential errors that led to the massacre at Stoneman Douglas. Broward County lawmakers said Friday they expect the commission to recommend future legislative action here in Florida. I'm Jessica Bakeman in Tallahassee.